It's Hot Off the Wire with Al Freitas.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hey, it's Al Freitas. Here's your Hot Off the Wire. We are hearing that Wiz Khalifa was not cheating on Amber Rose when she allegedly caught him with another woman. That's because he had apparently moved out weeks before and had been telling friends and even Amber that he didn't want to be married anymore. Meanwhile, we hear Wiz Khalifa has countered Amber's bid for full custody of their son. Meanwhile, Randy Jackson does not have a prenup. That means his wife could get half of his $40 million fortune. The family that cooks together doesn't always stay together. Take Gina and Pat Neely, for instance, from Down Home with the Neelys. Now, that show will continue, but their marriage won't. They have filed for divorce. Congrats to Vanessa Williams. She got a big fat diamond ring on her finger these days. She just got engaged to a guy she met on vacation about a year ago. Ciara just gave her big fat 15-carat $500,000 engagement ring back to Future. J-Lo was rear-ended and it has nothing to do with her ass. Somebody plowed in the back of her ride, then sped off. J-Lo called 911, was able to get to ID the car, and the guy was caught not too far away from that accident. Rihanna could be in the running for the next Bond girl or the next Bond movie. This is going to be the 24th installment, and Idris doesn't have a chance because they say Daniel Craig is going to play 007 again. If Kelly Rowland has her way, she'll play Donna Summers in a new biopic about the record company that launched her career. Donna Summer's career, yeah. Justin Timberlake has already been cast in the film, and Roland has been posting pictures of herself looking like Donna Summers. Beyonce was a surprise guest over the weekend at the Global Citizen Festival. There was almost a wardrobe malfunction, but good girl Beyonce was wearing a nude bra underneath. Sorry, guys. NeNe Leakes may be added to the cast of Fashion Police, and Snoop Dogg is hitting the recording studio with Pharrell. His new album will also feature collabos with Stevie Wonder and Charlie Wilson. Plus, Snoop Dogg is promising to have a concert in Alaska if the marijuana ballot measure passes. He's doing that. And lastly, American Express is suing Lorenz Tate for $57,000 in credit card charges. Child, y'all ain't getting that money back. Tops at the box office. Denzel Washington had another hit, The Equalizer. Stop it. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, hit us up via Instagram, via Twitter, go to our website at Russ Parr Show. Bye.